Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
443-6160, or you can always call in via Skype as well. And we'll get you on the hit soon before you give a call. So listen up. Last night's show, we had had on some unexpected callers who were calling in. I went to their show and they came on mine to talk briefly about what was on their minds, about some gay topics. And so yesterday's show was really supposed to be more about Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney and why you would want to choose one over the other in the upcoming presidential election. And, you know, so tonight I'm going to kind of go on to what I was going to talk about last night, kind of got off track last night, but I wanted to talk about the differences between these two men and also try to understand how someone could be confused about voting for these two people. They are completely different in so many ways, and I'm confounded as to why people have called themselves, you know, undecided in this election. It is one of the most polarized elections in history, as far as I know, and definitely it's easy to pick and choose a side. So let's talk about their positions on things. So first of all, obviously Barack Obama is a Democrat and Mitt Romney is a Republican. they both went to Ivy League schools. Barack Obama attended Harvard Law School and Columbia University. And Mitt Romney attended Stanford and Brigham Young, which is the Mormon university essentially, and Harvard as well. For Harvard, he got his law degree there. And let's talk about their positions on the economy first of all. So, for example, you know, Barack Obama wants to essentially repeal the Bush tax cuts for people who earn more than $250,000 a year. And he wants to lower taxes on the manufacturing industry, which is something very important, which I'll mention in a moment, and stimulus spending and tax cuts to grow the economy short term. And long term, he wants to cut spending and raise taxes on the wealthy to reduce our deficit. So that's his plan. Mitt Romney's plan is to make the Bush tax cuts permanent and to lower the corporate tax rate across the board from like 38% or whatever it is now to 25%. He wants to cut taxes and regulations to encourage that businesses grow, he says, and he also wants to do cut spending, non-discretionary like government spending or whatever, by 5% to reduce the deficit. So those are the differences in their plans. Well, the problem is that when you are choosing Barack Obama or you're choosing Mitt Romney to vote for, you really have to ask yourself which one of these men has your best interest in mind. So if you are someone who makes over $250,000 a year, which is a very small minority of Americans comparatively, then the Bush tax cuts are going to help you save money on your personal taxes. If you own a corporation, and I mean a large corporation, I own a corporation myself. I'm a corporation, and I have, you know, which encompasses all of my businesses together. But I'm a small business, even though I'm a corporation. I do pay corporate taxes, and the taxes are actually passed through to me personally as well. So if you have a large corporation, though, then Mitt Romney is the one to vote for because he's going to assist you and your business in growing in the future by giving you, you know, a lower tax rate. And he's also going to cut spending by the government by 5%. To reduce the deficit. Now, he doesn't say how he's going to do this, of course. He doesn't say what the exact plan is. That's the thing about Mitt Romney is he has no real convictions about anything. You know, as we go through these differences between these men, you know, you'll see and remember all of the times that Mitt Romney has flip-flopped. Barack Obama has pretty much stayed the same on almost all of these issues and has not gone back and forth and with the wind or with whatever audience he's, you know, speaking to at the time. So it does certainly make a difference in the character of each of these men. Barack Obama, unlike Mitt Romney, Barack Obama wants to repeal the Bush tax cuts for households under $250,000, which is the majority, like 96% or whatever, or 98% or whatever of Americans are under that threshold. So for most of us, which are middle-class individuals, we will be paying less taxes under Barack Obama if he stays in office, because the Bush tax cuts were specifically for the wealthy and things that don't really have anything to do with you and me as individuals in this world. So let's talk about healthcare. You know, Barack Obama wanted to pass his bill, as everybody's calling it, the Obamacare bill, and it did pass. And unfortunately, it wasn't the ideal that, you know, those on the left really wanted, because what we wanted was we wanted a single-payer healthcare plan, and a plan where the government was overseeing it and regulated the insurance companies and made sure that people with pre-existing conditions did not have to worry about getting insurance. People who had extreme, you know, extreme illnesses, et cetera, would not have to worry about that as well. And also not letting insurers cancel policies when people get sick. And, you know, these are the things that happen when you're on an insurance policy. The thing is right now, because it's privatized, it's a private institution, the problem is that people, unfortunately now, if they have insurance, you know, it is essentially only based on their job that they're working with, or if they have or can afford to pay for insurance on their own through their, you know, through self-employment or whatever. I myself am self-employed, so I'm not depending upon a job to pay for my insurance at the moment. So unfortunately, most Americans do. So if they lose their job, they often lose their health care as well. And the cost to actually continue the health care through COBRA is prohibitive. So unfortunately, you know, this is the reality people face when they have to deal with insurance. And people need health insurance in this country. Other countries around the world provide health insurance for free or through the tax system around the world in other civilized countries, you know, most of the European ones. And they are doing just fine. The people there are healthier than we are. And the people there are not only healthier because they have free access to health insurance, but also because they have less stress. They don't have to worry about paying for something that's going to save their life if they have to have an operation or whatever. And the thing is, insurance is there to protect you when something goes awry or goes wrong that you're not expecting. So this is the issue that I have with having health insurance, you know, privatized. If we have it government-based, you know, which we already do essentially have the system. We have Medicare. The only difference is with Medicare is Medicare is only available for people who are over 55 or 60 or whatever. And this would essentially expand those same benefits to everyone in the United States, to children, women, and men of all ages and of whatever pre-existing conditions they may have. So it's really no different. Essentially, you're just expanding the Medicare system in a different way. So I don't understand why the right's always bitching about this and saying it's something new when it's really not. All we're doing is expanding the system. And they say it's going to hurt the insurance companies and the businesses. Well, no, it won't. The reason is because it will force the insurance companies, for whom right now have a monopoly, so to speak, on insurance policies, can do whatever they want to some degree. It will force them to actually compete with one another for people's, you know, choices. So when you go to choose a health insurance plan on Obamacare, you can choose your own, of course. That's the thing. You can choose whatever one you want based on what you can afford or whatever. Then when you do that, it forces, you know, Cigna and Aetna and Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or whomever, or Humana to all compete for you. So they want to have the lowest prices and offer the most benefits possible. Right now, they kind of offer the highest copays and the highest deductibles for the least benefits possible, really. So the more you need, the higher it costs right now. So this is the reason this would be a really great thing for this country. It would help people whom are without health insurance, whom are sick and don't go to the doctor or cannot go to the doctor. If they do need to go to the doctor, they have to go to the emergency room, which is also subsidized by the government already, typically. And they end up having to pay out of their pocket or get ruin their credit or whatever because they can't afford to pay the medical bills that they couldn't cover. So these are things that are simply, to me, human, and it's based on humanity and human rights. But the conservatives see it as a handout or something that people are not entitled to. Well, I disagree that people are not entitled to have health care. I think in other countries, that's how they see it. The United States is the only one that isn't, because the United States is back-asswards about everything. So as long as you continue to think of it that way, it's going to be seen as a deficit. But the truth is, it is something that's going to help us and actually save money for this country in the long run, because we will have healthier individuals, we'll have less obesity, we'll have less instances of diabetes, less instances of heart disease, et cetera, if people are all willing to have access to healthcare instead of just a few. So that's a few things on that. So I'm going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll talk about gay rights and the difference of position between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney on that. Also on immigration and Iraq. And if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. And I'll be right back. Call number is 323-843-6160. So I was also going to talk about the fact that they have very different opinions on immigration, Iraq, and war, et cetera, and also gay rights, et cetera. So looking at Barack Obama, his position is he wants to give people a path to legalization, you know, people who are illegal immigrants, a way to become legal in the United States, but they have to learn English and have to pay fines in order to do that. It also toughens the penalties for hiring people who are illegal immigrants in this country, knowingly or whatever. And he also wanted the fence, he voted for the fence on the Mexican border and wanted to not deport certain undocumented immigrants across the border. So he pretty much is in favor of giving illegal immigrants a way to citizenship here in the United States as long as they pay fines and they learn English, which I think is great. I think if you're going to be here, you got to learn English and you have to pay fines for being here illegally. if you want to stay. And that's fair. To me, it's fair anyway. Now, of course, Mitt Romney wants to make English the official language of the United States. And he wants to turn off things like tuition breaks and things like that that people get into the country illegally usually use. So he really does not have any kind of interest in giving people any kind of, you know, way to become a legal citizen whom are here illegally. Now, I understand that people come here illegally, yes, but to me, I think it's more of a racial thing than anything. If it were like blonde hair, blue eyed Canadian, French Canadians coming across the border in droves, I don't think people would care so much. I think that it's because they're Hispanic or Latino people coming across the border who look different than a majority of Americans made to look, that they have an issue with it. And so I think that that honestly is at the core of what many people have an issue with or and why. I also think that people have an issue with the fact that they're here illegally, and we cannot condone people coming to our country illegally and give them and then reward them or something, which I agree with that as well. Or I do agree with that part anyway. So that's why and how Barack Obama's position solves that issue. He doesn't reward them for coming here illegally. Instead, what he does is he gives them an opportunity to learn English, and he makes them pay fines by doing so. So if they come here illegally, then they must at least pay fines and learn English. And I think that's perfect. That's the way it should be, right? So hey, Rose, what's up, girl? I'm doing an impromptu show tonight, so it's like I don't think anybody knows I'm on. But anyway, thanks for visiting. I'm talking about the politics stuff, so I don't know if you're that interested in that. But anyway, so I do think that I think Obama definitely comes out on top on that, because at least the people who are here illegally have a way. There's a plan to deal with illegal immigration instead of just trying to keep people away. Because the truth is, people are going to constantly come here anyway. They're always going to try to get into this country and work and stay, because this country gives them a far better life, generally speaking, than it does in Mexico or some other places around us. So I think that to say, oh, we can't condone it at all, and we can't give them a path of legal citizenship, is just wrong. So, and then we come to, for example, the environment. The thing about Democrats and Republicans is it's like most Democrats believe, or no, I should say, that global warming actually exists, the environment does exist, and that it needs to be taken care of. Whereas most Republicans are still trying to debate whether global warming even exists. Now, this is ridiculous. Obviously, people, you know, scientists all over the world agree. The top scientists in the world agree that global warming exists. It's provable, and you can see it in the patterns, et cetera. Yet, the only reason for people like certain Republicans to actually oppose keeping the environment clean, et cetera, is for financial gain, because that harms business, they say. Well, that's why Barack Obama is trying to take us away from the old outmoded types of energy like coal and oil, and move us towards clean energy like wind power and solar power, et cetera. So because the same amount of the amount of people that are actually employed in this country that like by coal mines and things like that in the oil industry is very little compared to what could be actually employed in clean energy. But the reason people keep fighting is because people have investments in oil, and oil is a huge billion dollar industry, et cetera. So they don't want to lose the money. So the Republicans are always about money and about what they can keep and what about they can keep things the same way they've always been. Whereas the Democrats want to actually, you know, change things for the better and keep the fucking planet, like, you know, safe. I mean, this is like our planet. This is where we live. And if you think that we can just go hop over to Mars and start another planet, well, that's not going to happen. And if it does, it'll happen like 300 years in the future. So it's way off. But the point is, this is our only planet we have, and we're killing it. And the fact is, global warming exists. And if you want to do something about it, you vote for Barack Obama, not for Mitt Romney. Next thing is gay rights. Okay, so you all know I'm gay, and, you know, big fucking surprise, you know that, whatever. So, okay, obviously I'm going to vote for the man who supports same-sex marriage, not the man who doesn't. Now, Barack Obama came around this year and said he did support same-sex marriage, not just unions, and not just civil unions or whatever, but he actually supports same-sex marriage and believes that gay people should have the equal and same rights as heterosexual couples do in this country to get married, and the same rights that come with it and responsibilities. So that's great, and I agree with him. Now, Mitt Romney thinks that we are all evil and going to hell and blah, 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 and so he wants to get it fucking rid of us. So and his religion states that as well. So I think that if you're gay in this country, if you have gay friends, even if you have gay friends, if you are gay yourself and you vote for Mitt Romney, then that's like spitting in the face of, you know, all the gay people in this country. Because honestly, gays here in this country deserve the same rights as anyone else. So hopefully you will vote for the right person. Because look, if you have gay friends and you vote for Mitt Romney, you're saying, the rights of my friends do not matter. The rights of what my people, like the friends I hang out with, my hairstylist, my interior designer, my lawyer, my doctor, whatever, whomever you know is gay, my nephew, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my sister, my brother, my father, my whatever, whomever it is that's gay in your life, you're spitting in the face of that person. So I think you need to reexamine voting for Mitt Romney if you yourself have friends that you actually love and care about that are gay, because you're essentially saying that the rights of your gay friends or whomever you know is gay are not important. So that is why you should absolutely vote for Barack Obama if you are a gay supporter. And then it comes to abortion. Now, Barack Obama believes in supporting Roe versus Wade, which upholds a woman's right to choose an abortion or not or whatever. And Mitt Romney, of course, believes that they should be banned completely no matter what. So if we get rid of abortions legally in this country, we're going to unfortunately have a lot of women going out and getting them anyway, and back streets, et cetera, the way it was done in the 60s and 50s, et cetera, before they were legal. So this is why we have to have a legal, clean, safe option for women who do choose to have an abortion to have one. It is a woman's right. It is her body. It is hers. Unfortunately, you know, people think, well, you know, it's another person's life or whatever. Yeah, there's a life in there. I agree there's a life in there. But there's also life. Amoeba. An amoeba is a life. A goldfish is a life. You know, whatever. A human life is, sometimes people think that's so much more important, and it can be. But obviously, just because it's a life in that woman doesn't mean it's not part of that woman's body. It is part of that woman's body. It's connected to her. It cannot live without her. Therefore, in my opinion, it is a woman's choice. It's not a man's choice to make that decision. Now, obviously, it would be great if the woman would consult with the father, if that's he's in the picture, before aborting the baby, if you know she's with somebody. But ultimately, it is a woman's right to choose. It is a woman's body. It is not a man's decision. And it shouldn't be even a man's decision to rule on this in the courts. It should be only a woman voting on it, because, you know, it's like saying having women decide if men should be able to keep their penises or something. I don't know. Really, honestly, you kind of have to look at it that way and understand it's for women to decide that, not men. And the last thing I was going to talk about is the fact that religion comes into play. People are always saying that Barack Obama is a Muslim, et cetera. Madonna even said at a concert, hopefully she was joking, but she's an idiot. But she was supporting him when she said it. She was saying that he should be. It's great that we have our first black Muslim president. And I'm like, seriously, you idiot? He's not Muslim. Jesus. People are perpetuating that, especially people on the right, trying to say that because his father was Muslim, and it tries to alienate Barack Obama from the majority of people in this country even more. But the truth and the fact and the matter is he has been going to the same church for years and years and years, like 30 years or whatever, 20 years or something, and he is Christian, part of the United Church of Christ. And Mitt Romney is a Mormon, part of the Church of Christ of the Latter-day Saints or whatever, and he is pretty devout to that. So really you have someone whom is a Christian like most Americans, and you have someone who is a Mormon whom is not like most Americans, in terms of the religion, I mean. So you would think that it would be the Mormon that is being, you know, called out on his religion, but actually it's Barack Obama who's being called out on a religion he doesn't even subscribe to. So Anyway, those are the differences between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And it will be an interesting election this year to see whom is actually going to win. And I hope to God it's Barack Obama, because if Barack Obama does not win, this country seriously is in trouble. We're essentially going to go back to the 50s, the way it was in the 50s. Women won't be able to actually have abortions, maybe not even vote. gays will have probably no rights left anymore, probably reinstate everything. And we'll get poorer and poorer and poorer in the middle class. So I don't think that it is a smart decision to vote for Mitt Romney for these reasons. I think we only have one choice if you want to, if you're a middle class person like myself, and you want to actually continue the things that he's begun, then Barack Obama is the only one that is truly the option for you. So I hope you vote for him. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Good night.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.